More than 130 lawsuits have been filed against the Trump administration since January. That's according to a database maintained at New York University. About 24 cases are challenging the administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE.
Wisconsin is party to some of those suits relating to DOGE's attempts to access Americans' personal data and firings of federal employees.
Here in Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers formed a committee that aims to make government more streamlined. It's called GOAT, the Committee on Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency.
I spoke with Attorney General Josh Call on Tuesday about the state's lawsuit against DOGE. Call starts by explaining what court actions he seeks to prioritize against the Trump administration.
So with any multi-state litigation, I look at basically two issues to determine when to get Wisconsin involved. One is the policy that's being challenged something that's harmful to Wisconsinites? And in all of the cases that we're involved in right now, there are clear harms to people in our state. And then secondly, is there a strong legal basis for challenging the policy that's at issue? So where we have gotten involved, these are cases that have met those standards, and we're pushing back to protect the best interests of the people of Wisconsin.
I wonder, in this multi-state litigation, I mean, currently there are 23 Democratic attorneys general in this country. Are you in agreement with how to respond to the Trump administration?
We've worked together closely in preparing for the Trump administration and then as this administration has moved forward. And sometimes we have differences of opinion as to which types of cases to get involved in or even where to file cases. So there, you know, with birthright citizenship, for example, there are two separate cases going on involving AGs. There's one that most of us are involved in, but then there's a second one in a different state. But what we are all committed to, I'm confident, is working together to protect the rule of law and our Constitution and the best interests of the people of our state.
State Attorneys General brought a case against President Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent challenging DOGE access to Treasury Department records. What are you arguing in this case?
The basic argument is that when policies are adopted, there's federal law that requires that they be adopted in a particular way. In that case, we argued they didn't go about doing that, and we won a preliminary injunction, an order from the judge that prevents DOGE, at least for the time being, from accessing sensitive Treasury data. And there we're also concerned about the privacy harms that come from allowing people who haven't even gone through the basic security training, though they're now working to address that, but allowing them access to some of the most sensitive data that people have, and also data that could cause major catastrophe for our economy if it were to be disrupted somehow or corrupted.
Is the actions of DOGE in Treasury records, is that rising to the level of a data breach, of a cybersecurity breach?
Well, a lot of people who are experts in this area have commented about how the access that DOGE has gotten to, not just Treasury data, but other data throughout the government, would in a lot of contexts be considered a massive data breach and a data security issue that's really unrivaled. And there's been a lot of secrecy around what DOGE is doing. To this day, we don't know precisely what's happening with DOGE, what it's doing with the information that it's getting. We do know that it's putting out a lot of false information. There have been a lot of claims from Musk about fraud that he's identifying and other things like this. But the limited information they have provided publicly was then largely retracted because what they're doing is really unclear to us. And so the sooner that the Trump administration is forthcoming, the sooner that Americans can have confidence that their confidential data is being protected.
In terms of the Privacy Act of 1974 meant to protect people's data from government overreach, is this a particular piece of law that the multi-state litigation is considering in its argument?
Yeah, when we're working on the Treasury case, we've raised a variety of legal arguments, as I mentioned, and making sure that people's privacy rights are protected, that our administrative rules are followed, and that the laws that are passed by Congress are being respected. One of the really troubling things we've seen from the Trump administration in a number of cases is the argument that when they are executing the laws, that they're basically constitutionally entitled to ignore what Congress has done. They're asserting sweeping power under Article 2 of the Constitution, which is the article that gives power to the president. What they're suggesting would basically make numerous acts of Congress pointless. Now, the other thing we're seeing that's very concerning is disregard for court orders, at least in public statements from the Trump administration. We have three branches of the federal government. We've got the executive, Congress, and the courts. We've already got the Trump administration ignoring Congress. If it starts ignoring the courts, that's a massive constitutional crisis. We're already in really uncharted territories, but this is really troubling rhetoric we're hearing.
Right, because generally our government system is built on these checks and balances, three co-equal branches of government. And you know, there might not be this set definition or clear agreement about when the U.S. actually enters a constitutional crisis, but what are your thoughts on this at the moment?
I think that the foundations of our Constitution and our democracy are clearly being tested by the Trump administration in a variety of different ways. We're seeing that through disregard of acts of Congress. When the U.S. Supreme Court concluded that the president had the sweeping immunity for official acts, it helped set us on this very dangerous course. And the Trump administration is really using that immunity to take all sorts of actions that would have been considered clearly out of bounds previously. We've got a Congress that so far has done very little to push back against the Trump administration. And then we're seeing the administration also weaponize the justice system, threaten people who are exercising their First Amendment rights. So for those of us who care deeply about the Constitution and the rule of law, we are facing a major challenge right now. But having the courts hold the line on protecting people's rights and our constitutional system is really critical. So far, it's been highly successful, but it's critical that continues.
Right. So far, it's been this patchwork of injunctions and court orders in this deluge of litigation and watching whether the Trump administration will change course or will change its agenda.
That's right. And I think it's really important that we not only focus on the constitutional aspect of this, but we talk about the real life impacts that are being threatened here. The good news is, because the success of these suits has happened, we haven't seen all of the harm that we might have. But just as an example, the effort to freeze federal funding for a period of time, that would have had catastrophic consequences for all sorts of critical programs. And, you know, I there's been a lot of coverage about the impact that occurred even with the orders that were in place to programs like Meals on Wheels or Head Start, which led to daycares not being opened. But when you've got a White House that is absolutely bent on moving forward with these dangerous policies, we're going to see impacts. And so we're beginning to see concerns about the ability of the Social Security Administration to continue doing its job effectively. There's obviously a major concern about cuts to Medicaid. So we are on the precipice of some real harms. And some people, like some of the veterans and scientists who were laid off in these probationary firings, are already seeing real harms.
We are talking with State Attorney General Josh Call about Wisconsin's involvement in litigation against actions taken by DOGE, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Let's turn to lawsuits regarding the firing of federal employees. How is the Trump administration? I mean, Wisconsin had about 3,000 probationary federal employees who've been in their jobs between 1 and 2 years, and that's from FedScope data, the federal civilian workforce data. How are Wisconsinites affected by these firings, and what is the involvement of our Justice Department in this litigation?
Well, like a lot of states around the country, we have Wisconsinites who are federal employees, and some of those employees, as you just mentioned, are in probationary status. That generally means they're pretty early in the particular job that they're in. One of the things I would note, by the way, is that a disproportionate percentage of our federal employees are themselves veterans. But what the Trump administration has done here is similar to what we've been talking about in these other contexts. There's a process in place for reductions in force, efforts to downsize federal employment. But among other things, that requires 60 days notice. And what the Trump administration did was they simply ignored those laws, and they just decided to lay people off without the notice required. They're also required to give notice to the states, which they didn't do. So we brought this action to ensure that they are following federal law. But it's a pattern of lawlessness that we're seeing with the Trump administration. And that's part of the reason we keep winning these cases. You know, I'd love to tell you it's because we're all such brilliant lawyers and we're so effective. And while I think we're making strong arguments, the reality is that we keep winning these cases against very difficult standards. It's not easy to get a preliminary order, but we're winning because the Trump administration is consistently, flagrantly violating the law. That's what happened with these probationary employees. And we very quickly got an order requiring that those employees be reinstated and that the effort to fire those probationary employees stops.
But with Democratic attorneys general like yourself working on these particular high-level cases involving the Trump administration, does that leave you time and ability to work on cases like the opioid settlement, for instance, or other litigation that perhaps gets sidelined in this moment?
Well, certainly we would rather not be using resources having to ensure that the federal government is following the law. We would rather be using all those resources on our other priorities. But at the same time, we've got to put our resources where they can have the biggest impact. And so we don't get involved in cases challenging the federal government unless we feel like those two standards are met that I mentioned before. And if you look at our track record so far, I think you can see that we've selected wisely where to get involved. And we've also benefited from working collaboratively with other states around the country, some of which have far more resources in their AG's offices than ours does. But nevertheless, you know, it's always my hope that the federal government works consistently with the law and that we can find common ground. But so far, what we're seeing from the Trump administration and from these reckless policy decisions that Elon Musk and the president and his administration are making, we've seen a need to step up and protect the rights of Wisconsinites.
And as we talk about DOGE, here in Wisconsin, we see Republican lawmakers creating a committee mirroring DOGE called the Government Operations Accountability and Transparency, or GOAT Committee. And I just want to take a listen here, Republican Representative David Steffen talking on a program this week about the committee's first meeting.
It was actually a follow-up to a legislative audit, and so provides an opportunity to ask more in-depth questions, get more information, things that the audit committee itself has not asked. This is something that the people have demanded, more accountability, more responsiveness, more information out to the public, and so that's our goal.
What do you make of that? What do you make of the Assembly Committee looking into efficiencies and other things here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think what happens here in Wisconsin remains to be seen. I mean, we are all committed to making sure that our government is working efficiently and that taxpayer dollars are being used wisely. We take a lot of pride in doing that here at DOJ. And making sure that there's transparency for the public into the operations of government, I think, is a great goal. What I hope we don't see, and I'm optimistic we won't, is the kind of thing we've seen with Elon Musk, where the committee works in a way that is not at all transparent, where they are having unfettered access into agencies, and where they are making rash decisions without any input from the people who would be impacted, or in some cases, even much understanding of what they're doing. I don't think we're going to see that in Wisconsin. And so to the extent that we can work to continue working to improve efficiency, that's great. But I don't think anybody who's watched closely how Musk and Doge have been doing their work wants to see that model emulated here in Wisconsin.
Attorney General Call, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That is Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call. Talked about why Wisconsin joined multi-state litigation over layoffs of federal employees and attempts to access personal financial information. We spoke on Tuesday.